Well, body cameras for police officers are hopefully going to be a step closer, as the police commissioner today, Chris Dawson, told a parliamentary committee inquiry this is what he wants for his officers. That's right, he was being quizzed by a parliamentary committee about a Corruption and Crime Commission report into the tasering of a man who was pulled over for a random breath test in March last year in Fremantle, when he made the remarks that effectively it would assist in the court cases if police had these body cameras, because then the full story could be told. At the moment, obviously, we're relying in a number of these cases on mobile phone vision that may be captured. But this is something that police have been calling for many, many years, and including the police union back into the early 2000s have been saying that our police officers need body cameras. Joining me to discuss, Brandon Shortland, WA Police Union Senior Vice President. Good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie.
How helpful would this be for police to have body cameras?
Oh, super effective and super helpful. Excuse me. Our members have been calling this, like you say, for a very long time. Our members are sick and tired of responding to pretty difficult and dangerous circumstances, excuse me, only to roll up to court when an accused has had a chance to have a shower, buy a suit, get some legal advice, and then turn up in front of a magistrate, a totally different person. So our members would very much like the opportunity to show the court exactly what they had to deal with in some of these very challenging circumstances.
And if we're dealing with some of these cases, we won't talk about anything specifically, but if mobile phone vision is becoming a source of evidence, of course that can be captured from any which angle, and it might not capture the entire circumstances of what somebody is facing the courts over a certain incident.
Well, unfortunately, Ollie, what happens is when our members are in the midst of a pretty challenging situation, trying to control some pretty dangerous situations, they don't have the luxury of reaching for their personal mobile phones and trying to record an incident. They don't have the equipment at the moment to capture the audio and the video. And, what ends up coming to light through the media usually is the friends, families and colleagues of the accused who sometimes edit the video and audio footage and then play that back to the media or to the court. And our members are stood to be judged on that edited footage on a regular basis, which is pretty disappointing. In this day and age, there is no excuse why members shouldn't have the benefit of the equipment that is readily available.
Well, we talk about here as well, you know, the fact you can get dash cams in your vehicles for a couple of $100, you can get cameras on your person for a couple of $100 or less, and if you're buying all of these cameras for all of the WA police officers, then it will not only keep officers accountable, it'll keep members of the public accountable, and then that evidence can be brought into the courtrooms and shown as a judge or a magistrate or whoever it is trying to make a decision.
Yep, absolutely. Our members, like we've already said a couple of times, our members have been calling this for a very long time, calling for this for a very long time. Back in 2016, the agency did a trial. That was in May 2016. And here we are in mid-2018, still waiting for the equipment that our members need to do their job properly.
How much do you imagine it would cost, Brandon?
Look, I don't know the figures at hand. That's not my job to collate how much it costs. But what I will say is, yeah, there will be a cost. There is a cost of doing business and enforcing the laws of this state and ensuring that justice is found. If someone wants to argue that that cost is too high, I would be more than happy to engage in that debate. There is a cost to justice, and it's a cost well paid.
So at the moment, the police Commissioner Chris Dawson has made these comments in a parliamentary hearing today. This obviously now sits in the hands of the Police Minister, Michelle Roberts, as she looks through the police budget. How high is this on the priority list, Brandon, do you believe, for all police officers here in WA?
It's probably number two on the list, Ollie. Number one is the body armour that our members are still waiting for. Just yesterday, we found a car that had a handgun in it. Last month, we had our members who were being lunged at by a male person with a knife that they had to unfortunately, shoot. And our members still don't have the proper personal protective equipment that they need to enable them to go home safely at night. We're still waiting for the body armour. Now, that again was a trial in 2016, and here we are again in mid-2018, still waiting for that protective equipment.
Yeah, and when we talk about the cameras as well, Brandon, of course, a lot of the police officers who are on motorbikes looking into cars, whether someone's texting and driving or doesn't have a seatbelt on or something similar, there's that vision, that provision that is already there attached to the side of a helmet. So we're already some way down the path, if you like, into the camera and the technology that's available for police. You are obviously urging that the armour and the video camera devices on persons, on police officers, would be under consideration, and you're looking for a response from government ASAP.
Well, that's right. The motorcycles have been using this technology for quite some time, so the agency obviously think it's a good idea. It's mind-boggling to still be here in 2018, and all our general duties officers still don't have it. But we definitely need the government to make this a priority and give our members the personal protective equipment that they need. And that means body armour right now.
Brandon Shortland, thank you.
Thanks, Ollie.